The World This Week, Politics.
A jury in Manhattan found Donald Trump liable for sexually abusing a woman in the mid-1990s and for defaming her, and awarded her $5 million. He called the verdict a disgrace. The jury did not agree that Mr. Trump's abuse of E. Jean Carroll constituted rape. Later, in a televised forum, Mr. Trump refused to say whether he supported Ukraine, said America should default on its debt unless the Democrats agree to spending cuts, and reiterated his fake claim that the 2020 election was stolen from him. Mr. Trump is the front-runner for the Republican presidential nomination. George Santos, a Republican congressman known for being economical with the truth, was charged with embezzling contributions, fraudulently obtaining unemployment benefits, and lying to Congress about his financial circumstances. Mr. Santos has come under pressure to resign over his many lies, such as claiming he has a degree from a college that he did not attend. American states on the border with Mexico brace themselves for a surge of illegal crossings after the expiration of Title 42, a pandemic measure that had allowed for the swift removal of migrants. At least 8 people died in violence that swept across Pakistan after Imran Khan, a former prime minister, was arrested and charged with graft. Senior leaders of his party were also detained. Mr. Khan pleaded not guilty to the charges of selling state gifts while he was in power. A conviction would disqualify him from running for office again. Kishida Fumio, Japan's prime minister, visited South Korea for talks with the country's president, Yoon Suk-yeol. It was their second meeting in 2 months, more evidence of a return to normal relations after years of acrimony. Thaksin Shinawat, Thailand's prime minister between 2001 and 2006, said he would return to his country in July after 17 years in exile. Mr. Thaksin was ousted in a coup but remains an influential figure. A party controlled by his allies is expected to do well in a general election on May 14th. The Republican Party and other right-of-center parties won the majority of seats in an election to choose members of an assembly that will draw up Chile's new constitution. The main left-wing coalition won 16, leaving it short of the number needed for a veto. A draft constitution by a previous assembly was rejected in a referendum last year because it was seen as too left-wing.